You know, it's 'tis the season. I was watching, you know, going down Facebook feed yesterday, and everybody taking their kids to register for school.
Yes.
That's the young ones. The ones your age, our age, going to school, they drive themselves.
Most of them come alone or with a friend.
Right.
And we're in full registration mode right now. Registration has been on the uptick a little bit this summer, and we're very happy about that. It's way too early to know where it's going to end up, but we're happy that at least at the moment we think we're up a little bit compared with where we were last year. Hopefully in a month I'll tell you the same thing.
Good.
And we'll see where that is. But we have all of our staff is available, and they've been busy with people. And so if you're interested in coming to John A. Logan, come and register.
This is a convoluted way. This is a convoluted description. When you look and try to break down at a community college, I think it's even more significant. Because reports had that over a period of time, enrollment at John A. Logan, the head count,
yes,
dropped 41%.
Yes.
All right? But at John A. Logan, the 10th day head count for spring 2018 was 19.6% lower than spring of 2017. But see, here's the other number, which is 4%.
Yeah.
And that's the credit hour drop.
Yes.
One leads you to believe, oh, 19% drop. But only 4% credit up. When it comes to the number of hours people paid, learns things there at the college, not nearly the drop that you would think because of a 19% drop or almost 20% drop in the head count.
That's right. Let me start globally, if I may. John A. Logan College is maintaining its enrollment way above the state average in Illinois. We're maintaining our enrollment far above the national average. We've lost fewer students percentage-wise than most colleges and universities across the nation and certainly in Illinois. Although those numbers are absolutely correct that you read off, Tom, the difficult part to understand about that, headcount is a total sum of people that come to John A. Logan College and do anything that they pay for. Now, I'm not talking about going to a basketball game. That's not part of our headcount. But if you register for a community education class, yoga, non-credit, no credit involved at all, it could be concealed carry. It can be anything. We have a wide variety of
It's a catalog.
It's a catalog. It really is a catalog. Those people are counted in the headcount, but they produce zero credit hours. Zero.
Right.
There's no credit attached to what they do. They pay a fee, a varying fee. Some fees are pretty high, some fees are almost non-existent, but they produce no credit hours, but they're counted in the headcount. People who come to the fitness center and work out, who pay their semester fee, that's part of our headcount. Zero credit hours are generated from that. And so nearly all, at 95% of the credit hours that we produce are in our career and technical area and in our transfer area.
And those do follow credit hours.
Those are the credit hour generators. Right. Now, we also, and this complicates it further, we have these training sessions in our business and industry area.
The certifications you and I
the
spoke of last time?
The certifications, the OSHA training and various things like that, that produce just a smidgen of credit. You might take one of those courses and get one half of one credit hour.
Right.
Not very much. Those count in our head count as well. We've been adjusting some of those to be in better compliance and meet local needs for those courses.
Well, I ran into a bunch of guys from E.T. Simons that were going in. They were going for their OSHA class.
Yeah, we still do
and
that.
And CPR classes.
Yes, oh yes. We still do those things. We've adjusted some of them. Some of them were in a gray area, and we don't do those anymore. So we lost that headcount. But if we had a class of 20 people in those kinds of programs, we would be producing 10 hours with 20 people. One full-time student produces about 15 credit hours. And so equating headcount to the mainstream of the college, which is career, technical, and transfer, gets us in trouble every time.
All right. But where Dr. House, is the role of online learning, and how is that counted? Because I know you're doing some of that, too.
The online courses are exactly the same courses as we offer in the classroom, and a three-hour course is a three-hour course.
You head count involved?
Oh, yes. Every student that goes there is part of the head count.
Right.
But one head count as a general full-time student, you're producing about 15 hours a semester. One student in career and technical is probably producing one half of 1 hour. And if you're in career, if you're in the continuing education part of it,
right,
you're not producing any credit hours.
And so
when you roll all of that together, it says, oh, gosh, Logan's down 19%. In actuality, we were down about 3,000 credit hours, which is it's a significant amount, but not nearly. And our reimbursement from the states based on credit hours, not headcount, are not enrollment at all.
And I was talking about this morning. It's 72 now. We're looking for a high 88. And I was saying 90 tomorrow, 91 Saturday, 90 Sunday. And I said earlier this morning, I'm sure glad that I had the service call from all my heating and air conditioning.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the guy was from John A. Logan College. Right?
They nearly all are.
And so when you think about this, the guy, the man, woman who's doing the work, nurse, right?
Yes.
You're right. Yes. And you start looking at who, Justice Department. I talked to a couple of people, a young man named Roberto I met at the mall this week. He's 30 years old, from Chicago, has come specifically, live here in Southern Illinois, and is taking your classes in the Justice Department, Department of Justice classes at John A. Logan College,
yes.
Right? 30 years old, is here, you know, and building a life here. And when you see the people that are returning to the community to swing the hammer, kind of a metaphor for the more vocational aspects there. I mean, you start getting a better sense that it should be, I think it should be counted differently. I don't know if it's maybe my perspective is off.
Well, the career technical, if you're talking about construction, those are regular hours produced. Those, if they're going full-time, they're producing 12, 15 hours, one student is. And so career technical is considered for credit hours no different than transfer. That's good stuff for us.
All right, good.
And that's where our growth is, too, by the way.
Good. So because this is the issue, and you and I, one of the first interviews you and I talked about, we're talking about the State of the Union address under Obama, under Bush. In almost every one of their State of the Union addresses, they said we have to have community colleges making employees and making workers for this country.
Yes.
That, I mean, there was literally a presidential mandate that I derived from the State of the Union address.
Yes. Unlike what it was some years ago, universities in Illinois were offering two-year programs. SIU, right over here at VTI, offered a lot of two-year programs up until the 80s, I think it was. Those have all gone away. Universities don't offer two-year programs now, in a very rare instance perhaps, but generally they don't. And so community colleges have picked up that slack that universities once were providing the whole show. 50, you know, community colleges are 50 years old. That's not very old in the whole scheme of things. And so we have a tremendous role. Not only that, we are community colleges, and we are sensitive to the community needs and the job market, and we have the ability to adjust rather quickly if we have the money to do it. We can offer new classes almost at the drop of a hat, and we do that from time to time. And so we're in good shape in that regard, and we're expanding our career technical area. We're starting an agriculture program that we haven't had for many, many years. We have a lot of interest in that program.
You've been around here for a long time, as I have. And when I see an old friend of mine who's running a business or growing a business, and he says he cannot find anybody to work at his place, whether it's a guy I know who owns a barbecue restaurant in Harrisburg, or Todd over at Timberline Fisheries, or Gene over at Ison, we're looking. You see it everywhere. I personally feel, I think it makes me a little sick. Like I want to help them. I want to do something to fix this. This is my home, and where people saying, look, I can grow my business, but I got to have people, and I can't find them. I mean, whether I talk to John Odie or Jeff Bays from the Illinois Department of Employment Security, or I'm at the job fair at John A. Logan College, I mean, I'm not saying we're in a panic mode yet, but I had this morning Senator Dale Fowler on talking about the shortages of teachers in this state.
Oh yes,
and
yes.
I keep thinking, man, you know, our battle cry has gone from please bring us a prison for jobs to we've got jobs and no people.
Yes, well, that's a multifaceted question.
It is.
In our situation, we have been hamstrung for the last 3 years by the state of Illinois by having no money. We've been cutting back, as you know, like everybody else had been cutting back, at a time when the economy was gradually improving and jobs were becoming available and we couldn't produce anymore. As a matter of fact, in some areas we laid people off, but not in the career technical area. And so that's a problem for us, although that has, for the most part, we think, corrected itself to some degree. We're happy about that. But the other problem is, when you, if it's true, and I'm going to assume that it is, that the unemployment rate in this country is less than 4% or about 4% or something like that.
4% nationwide, 4.7% in Illinois, statewide, with higher numbers in the local counties.
Yeah. People are now saying, you know, I have an option. Before, I had to take the first job that came along. Any job. Now I've got two or three jobs that people want me to come to. Should I go to the one that's paying $10 or go to the one that's paying $17?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a competition out there in the marketplace.
Yep.
that the marketplace wasn't is going there. To have to adjust. That's not our fault.
It wasn't there.
The marketplace is going to have to adjust to that.
All right. So when you know all the things that you know about credit hours and then online and vocational and half hour and headcount and all these things, you roll them up, how can you determine the health of your institution?
You determine the health of the institution by the value that the community places on it. One of the things, Tom, that we started
the
doing—
The buyer sets the value.
Yeah. 3 years ago, Logan suffered from a credibility problem. We were on conditional recognition from the state.
Yes.
We were broke. Everybody was broke, but we were broke. We were really broke. We laid off a lot of people.
Turned off the light. You cut back everything. You went top to bottom, man. You went line by line.
Yeah.
You carved. You didn't hack.
Yes. But the first thing that we did and we're still doing is to reestablish our credibility within this district and in within this community. And we think we're doing that. We're fully accredited by everybody now.
Did that fundraiser you had in Heron and the huge attendance turnout there, was that an indicator that some faith in that John A. Logan College had returned? Because it was a huge turnout by everybody's reckoning.
Yeah, it was in Marion, but
Marion, excuse me.
But your description is exactly right. Well, that our 50th anniversary, which was last fall, we had a dinner. There were a number of people came up to me after that and said, you know, I saw something tonight that I haven't seen in a long time in John A. Logan College. And I said, what's that? Pride. And so we have worked hard to reestablish the credibility of the college. That's critical, Tom. That's absolutely critical.
Especially when it comes to something, and people will call education, I use esoteric, and the reason why is because I can't pick up my education and say, here's 1 pound of education. I can't do that.
Yeah.
So when I've walked out of a job once when I left Harrisburg, I walked out, I didn't take anything, and then I realized I had everything I needed between my ears.
Yeah.
Right? But you can't say, look, I've got X number of things, right? So it makes it kind of difficult. Is there a cross-contamination when it comes to faith because of what goes on at SIU and the relationship SIU and John A. Logan has together? Is there a cross-contamination there, Dr. House?
No, we haven't seen that. I don't think there is. I mean, we always have a little fear, and sometimes we sit and talk about, I sure hope that whatever's happening over there stops at Crab Orchard Lake. But no, we have a different mission. We have a different governance organization. We're different than that. However, if any of our institutions, whether they're universities or community colleges, are suffering from that credibility crisis, it does affect the whole system. And it does, the closer they are, the more potential they have to affect us. I believe that every institution that has that problem should be reestablishing its credibility within the region that it was designed to serve. If you can't make it at home, you're not going to make it someplace else.
Right. And it's interesting because the reason it gave me this idea, and I was talking and looking at research about attacks on police officers and why it had gone up, and one of the components was is they were obtainable. They didn't like what the government was doing, whether it was in Springfield or D.C. or whatever the case. Well, they couldn't get them, but the police officer was close at hand, and that's one of the reasons why violence and resistance against police had grown, because you were closest, you were handy. Right?
Yes.
And, and so that's the reason why I asked that question. And I've got another one for you.
And identifiable.
And identifiable.
Yeah, you can't, you know, I don't know whether that guy walking out there is the mayor or not, but I can tell if he's a cop.
Right. And it's right there on the top.
You bet.
And people have, and I've talked to other police officers. They said, you know, you, something happened 20 years ago. People don't
Most
forget.
Police officers come to work now in street clothes instead of in their uniform. Yeah.
Why do people, and this sounds like an asinine question, and I most certainly do not mean it this way. Distill this down to me, all right? We're talking about registration mode going on at John A. Logan College, right? Fall registration, this is a big time of the year. Why go to John A. Logan College?
John A. Logan College is extremely affordable on a relative scale for education. Our credit hour cost is about $110 or so per credit hour. Most universities, including SIU, is $450 a credit hour. Virtually everything that you take, if you work with one of our counselors as you go through our program, is transferable. You can get 2 years of quality education. I probably should have talked about the quality part before the cost. 2 years of your four-year bachelor's degree at about one-third the cost that you can if you go to any university, whether it be SIU or anyplace else. So there's a huge cost factor there. And if you start when you're a junior in high school and dual credit, the cost is even less. The other part of that is the quality. We have extremely high-quality programs. It would take me the rest of my time to give you all of the accreditations that we have by programs and by the college that are symbolic and reflect the quality of our education, the quality of our programs, and the certificates of our faculty that are hugely qualified. We have a tremendous faculty. We had the fortune, good fortune, of hiring several new faculty this year because we had a lot of retirements. All of them are outstanding, highly qualified people within their field. Many
and
of
now
them,
there's now there PhDs. Is a there's a crossing of streams when it comes to SIU and the resources that the teachers are. You've got teachers that teach at SIU and John A. Logan College, so that's a good thing, right?
That is a good thing. University-level professor available
to the community college.
That is a good thing. And so if you take the fact that you're sacrificing no quality, and you can get it at a much reduced cost. We have a friendly atmosphere. We don't charge for parking. We don't have parking stickers.
Right.
You know, you can virtually get into basketball games free and all of that. We're a friendly institution. We serve the community, and that's part of our name, Community College.
Right.
Tom, if I may digress and go one.
Sure, because we're almost at 10. What do you got in your mind?
We have just entered into an agreement with SIH. Within the next 2 or 3 weeks or so, we will begin to remodel part of our fitness center to house a clinic, a walk-in clinic. Cartersville does not have a clinic. This is a community public clinic. If you're sick, you can go to the fitness center and see someone that can prescribe medicine for you.
Or maybe send you on if you need more care. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So early diagnosis,
absolutely.
Too.
We think that ribbon cutting on that's going to be about February 1. We
Good.
Think that's a tremendous asset to our college and a tremendous asset to the community. And so will we generate semester hours on that? Probably not. Maybe we might be creative and find out a way to involve some students in that at some point in time. But we do have a mission to serve our community as well.
Well, I'm one of those old guys, the three pillars of Socrates. Teach, learn more, serve community.
Yes.
That's the three pillars that makes a solid, steady foundation.
Yeah. When we stop serving, we're out of business.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. And looking forward to the ribbon cutting, too.
Yes.
Dr. Ron House has joined us this morning. There's so much more to talk about because, you know, when it comes to this, I sometimes wonder if we don't have a culture issue, Dr. House. Here I am diverting when we're out of time. I met over the last couple of years, in particular, students and teachers from India through SIU. And once I started meeting, talking to them a lot more, I realized that they hold the act of education and growing yourself is literally a large portion of their cultural component. You go out, you learn, you do better. It's a mantra in the most literal sense. And I wonder, have we made a mistake here? Now, we want a mantra because we got to create doctors, but we also have a mantra where we want to create somebody who can run a CNC lathe. And how we make that work together in this country when some people said, well, you're nobody until you've got a college education.
Well, part of our problem in this country, and I'm old enough to see it and you are too, when we were kids, education was a ticket to a better life for
us.
That isn't necessarily true today because of many, many government programs that take care of so many people.
You go to a job fair now, all right, to talk to kids about a career day at a grade school, and you know what they want to be, Doc? I want to be a YouTube star.
Yes. Yes.
Nobody says I want to be a fireman, I want to be a policeman.
And so our culture has changed.
And it is. Now we got to figure out how to put it together in the current pieces it's shaped in, I guess.
With the current situation that we're in.
I look at this as I've been reading books about sailing, unfortunately, for whatever reason brought me to this stuff, is that that you have people that are called loadmasters in big ships, and they have to distribute the weight properly so that the ship sails properly. And I think maybe that's where we're at. We need loadmasters to be able to get the ship of state, government, business flying correctly, that the load is improperly distributed.
People do not work together like they used to,
right?
And so we're lost at sea. Some of us, and so you're absolutely right. There's got to be a better coordination between state government and education, and those programs and services that are provided by the state in order to help the community. Right now, everybody's in a political mode, and they're always in a political mode. Which means they're serving themselves.
Narcissism is really a bad thing.
Yeah.
It really is. By the way, my name's Tom Miller.